Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal?
While working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning, and welcome to the Senior Zone here on WYCB 1340. I'm your host, Sean Perry, and since 2012, the Senior Zone, we have been connecting older adults 50 and over with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice, with the hope of improving the quality of life for older adults everywhere, while also creating new conversations from time to time around how we age. Why? Simply because we care. The caller number for today's show, it is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Well, coming up shortly in just a very few short minutes, we're going to hear from the DC Office on Aging, Miss Laura Newland. She is their executive director. Wonderful job she's doing over there. She's going to lay out her third quarter of 2017, their State of the Senior address. So I'm excited to hear what she has to say and how she is moving DC towards becoming the number one, the top age-friendly city in the United States. In our second segment, our guest will be Jay Newton Small. She is co-founder of Memory Well. It's a new startup company providing person-centered stories that help caregivers better understand and improve the quality of life for older adults as well as their patients. Lastly, we're going to close out the show with birthday shout-outs as well as news and announcements. But as I always do, please, please, please allow me to thank our sponsors. They keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up is Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call at 301-255-0066. That's 301-255-0066. Next up is AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, advanced directives, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more. LCE, they are there for you and at no cost, absolutely free. If you need legal assistance, give them a call, 202-434-2120. That's 202-434-2120. Next up, Stewart Funeral Home. For nearly 120 years, they provided professional, compassionate funeral and cremation services, grief resources, and pre-arrangement needs planning. Funerals are that one life event that we know will occur, but yet are reluctant to plan for. So pre-planning or pre-arranging your funeral, it's a real gift for the people that you love, and the process couldn't be simpler over at Stewart Funeral Home. To speak to one of their pre-planning professionals, give them a call at 202-399-3600. That's Stewart Funeral Home at 202-399-3600. Last but certainly not least, and they're coming up shortly, the DC Office on Aging. The DC Office on Aging, under the leadership of Executive Director Laura Newland, along with her wonderful staff of folks over there, they develop and carry out a comprehensive and coordinated system of health, education, employment, and social services for the district's older adults, persons living with disabilities, as well as their caregivers. To reach the DC Office on Aging, give them a call at 202-724-5622. That's 202-724-5622. Folks, we'll be right back after this short break. Please don't change that dial.
The D.C. Office on Aging has six wellness centers across the district that provide free programs to D.C. seniors 60 and older. Find the Senior Wellness Center near you. Call 202-724-5622 or visit us online.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care, right at home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? Consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path, leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service, because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with the level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C., at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I'm your host, Sean Perry. We are excited with our next guest. She's a supporter. She's a friend of the Senior Zone, the D.C. Office on Aging, and joining us this morning for her third of four State of the Senior Addresses in 2017 is the Executive Director of the D.C. Office on Aging, Ms. Laura Newland. Laura leads an agency that develops and carries out a comprehensive and coordinated system of health, education, employment, and social services for the district's older adults, persons living with disabilities, as well as their caregivers. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I'm always excited to have you here on the Senior Zone and for you to present your address to our listeners in regards to how you are moving the district along towards that path of making D.C. the most age-friendly city in the United States. So, Laura, the current edition of the Beacon newspaper, this July edition, I saw in there where you proclaim that things are hot. You know, can you talk about what did you mean by that?
Well, I appreciate you having me on again, and it's so great to be with you as always on this show. So, our last Beacon column, I talked about the great work that we're doing here in the District of Columbia. We are the recipients of two awards, and I'm really, really proud of my team, and I'm really proud to work for an administration that really pushes all the agencies to be innovative, to push harder than, you know, we thought that we could, and to really set up programs and services where people can access them easily and, you know, work with the community to give them what they need and want.
Gotcha. So let's talk about those two awards, because that's big time. Can you talk about the, you know, where the awards came from and what they were for?
Sure. So last month, the D.C. Office on Aging and the Department of Healthcare Finance, which is D.C.'s state Medicaid agency, received the 16th annual Morris and Gwendolyn Kaeffertz Foundation Team Award for Innovation. This is only the second year that the Kaeffertz Foundation has given out a team award, but basically the award honors achievements of teams in D.C. government agencies that implement customer-focused initiatives that drive innovation and produce sustainable results. So what happened is that we started working with Medicaid about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to improve a process for people who would otherwise be in a nursing home and wanted to apply for care in the community. And we were really successful in working together with the state Medicaid office and creating a team where we would give people the option of actually going out to their homes and helping them apply for a Medicaid program. And as far as I know, I mean, no other state is really doing this. And we're really proud and excited to say that DC is a real leader in this area.
Yeah. And what was the other one for?
So the other one is we're going to be receiving a national award from the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging. And this is for Safe at Home, which I know is the favorite program of yours. It's certainly the mayor's one of the mayor's favorite programs. So Safe at Home, of course, is our program where we provide in-home adaptations for people who are at falls risk. And we won an innovation award with the National Association. And again, it's kind of we're a trendsetter and how big our program is and how open it is for folks who are eligible.
Yeah, well, I certainly like how you guys are raising the bar and setting the standard for all other jurisdictions across the DMV, across the country. So congratulations on those two prestigious awards. I know it came with a lot of hard work, but you got the right people surrounding you, Laura. So congratulations there. Speaking of Safe at Home, and it is one of my, you know, favorite programs. Why? Because you're giving away money and I'm always trying to position our seniors to take advantage of things that are free, because that's the four-letter F word that they love, F-R-E-E, putting money in their pocket. So speaking of that Safe at Home program, I understand that within that program, you're offering security cameras to clients of Safe at Home. Can you share more about that?
Right. So the original intent of Safe at Home was to provide in-home adaptations for safety in the home. And in June of this year, we expanded the program to increase safety to outside and around the home by offering security cameras for eligible seniors. So this is a new component, and basically we work with seniors who are interested to get security cameras installed on the exterior of their home. And it's really a great safety feature because it's something that allows them to monitor what's happening around their home. And it's also something that our police department can request, residents, if there's anything going on around their home as well. So it's really a great feature. I know a lot of our seniors are concerned about safety and public safety, in their neighborhoods.
Yeah, I imagine that it also creates a safer community. I mean, with those cameras, you know, being aimed away from the home, I'm sure that those that, you know, have nefarious intentions, you know, would see those cameras and then turn away, at least move elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think that's really the point. You know, Mayor Bowser has really pushed on safer, stronger communities. And, I think one of the things that you and I have talked a lot about, Sean, is that for a lot of seniors, people with those nefarious intentions consider seniors to be kind of easy marks. Mm-hmm. And so by adding the safety camera component to our program, it really helps strengthen the position of our seniors in the community and helps keep everyone safe.
Yeah. Laura, a few weeks ago, my daughter was flying off to Italy, and it was a moment that I just couldn't miss, you know, so I missed the senior symposium over at Balua High School. So I'm just giving you my excuse for not being there. But I heard everyone just had a great time. It was another phenomenal event. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, your daughter, maybe that's the one time she gets to fly off to Italy, but we have our senior symposium every year. And this past symposium was our sixth annual senior symposium. We had more than 830 district seniors participating, one of our all-time highest turnouts. And we had more than 1,000 total participants in-house, which is incredible for us. People just kept on coming in the door. It was amazing. So we held it for the first time at Ballou High School in Ward 8. It was the first time we had ever held it there. And we wanted to show off some of the great investments that this administration has been making in schools and education across the city. And the school itself, I don't know if you've ever been there. It is incredible. It is not the type of high school that I grew up going to, and probably you didn't either, but it was so beautiful, and we had 100 exhibitors sharing resources. We had great guest speakers. One is someone you and I both know very well, Raleigh Andrews. He's the regional vice president of AARP, and he gave a great talk on advocacy, reclaiming your inner David, finding purpose and promise in a world of Goliaths, which is something that I think all of us could really use right now. And then we also had Dr. Patricia Davidson, who's a cardiologist from MedStar Health, and she returned to talk to us about maintaining a healthy lifestyle with her presentation on Matters of the Heart. So it was really incredible. It was a great day. We got a lot of compliments. I know the bar is really high for us for what we can do better next year, but you know what I say all the time, Sean, which is this year was great, next year is going to be better. So, you know, this is going to be a challenge for us, but we had a great time.
Yeah, well, there's no alternative. It has to be better. We're going to make it better.
That's
you're
right.
You're going to make it better. And speaking of Raul Andrews, if you haven't heard him speak, you got to see him speak. I heard him speak a few years ago, chasing down the hallway, you know, asking for his card. It took me 2 years to finally get a chance to, you know, have some time with him. But he's a phenomenal guy, great guy. I'll be with him tomorrow over at AARP. They have a women's leadership forum there that he does every year. So great guy, great event. Thank you, Laura, for the Senior Symposium. Sorry I missed that. But I also understand, I heard through the grapevine that the mayor, she announced a pilot program for Ward 7 and 8 at the Senior Symposium. Can you share that with our listeners, what that new pilot program is?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a home-delivered meal program for eligible seniors in the community. And through our program, seniors can receive one meal a day during the week. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to look at our highest priority, highest need seniors within our program and ask, is there a need for something that's more than one meal a day? So what we did is we looked, we concentrated our efforts on the areas with the highest number of food deserts, which are in Ward 7 and 8. And we're going to start off with a group of 75 people who are currently receiving meals, and they're going to receive up to 3 meals a day with our community partner, Oasis Community Partners. And what we want to do is we want to increase access to fresh and healthy food for our most at-risk populations. So we're really excited about it. This is the first time in D.C. where we're offering 3 meals a day. And so for the rest of this fiscal year, so from July through September, this group of 75 folks will be getting the meals, and then we're going to be surveying them to see, you know, do they like the program? Would they like to continue it? And then we'll move forward depending on what we hear from them.
Yeah. You know, I had Meals on Wheels, the CEO on our show last week. So it's great to hear about this good food a pilot program for Ward 7 and 8. And as you know, food is our medicine, you know, and nutritious food leads to, you know, just better health outcomes. So it's a win-win for the entire, you know, community there. So I look forward to learning more about that program and doing what I can here, Laura, with respect to getting it out and getting the word out for you.
That's great. Thanks, Sean.
You are always welcome. You're always welcome. So this is an event that I did attend, and I understand for our listeners anyway, that we have a new Miss Senior DC. Can you share a little bit more about her and what she's going to be doing in the next year, as well as in this upcoming October, you know, Miss Senior America pageant?
Absolutely. So we did have our Miss Senior DC, and it was great to see you there, Sean. We had such a fun time. You know, this is my second year and being at Miss Senior DC, and I was really able to enjoy it this year. We had a great group of contestants, and Miss Fran Johnson is our current Miss Senior DC for 2017. She was one of 8 contestants to compete this year, and she was also awarded the best interview. The first runner-up for Miss Senior DC was Dr. Judy Ann Andrews, and she was the best talent. And the second runner-up was Patricia Ragland. So we had a really phenomenal run of show that Sunday, and I think it's so great to be able to celebrate these ladies and what they continue contributing to the community. And that's what I always say to them is, you know, there's such great examples of how, you know, aging doesn't mean just getting old. Mm-hmm. Aging is living, and they are such great examples of that. And they are, I mean, they're they're talented and they're funny and they're really just great examples of community members and how invested they are. So our current Miss Senior DC is a third generation native Washingtonian. She's retired after working for 30 plus years and currently serves with a nonprofit founded by her husband to help the downtrodden. So she's really a great person inside and out. We're excited. I know she has what it takes to represent us at our national Miss Senior DC conference or contest, which will be in Atlantic City, New Jersey in October.
Yeah, well, I thought she separated herself with her the talent portion of the show. She did something uniquely different, which caught my attention as a radio person here. So she what was it? She was a radio host. She demonstrated. I forget the exact content right now, but it was just funny.
Well, she might be after your job, Sean. So you better watch out.
Yeah. So for our listeners, she was she came up and set up as if she was a radio host, and she had put on a few scenarios there, and it was hilarious. It was creative. It was inspiring for all of the eight. It was for me, Laura. This event is one event where I see just inspiration from the women that participate in this event. As an example, as you just said, for many others who are sitting on the sidelines, wondering if they can still do it or maybe questioning, whether they want to get out and still live life to the fullest. As you say, we have to continue to live this life and every breath in our body just until we have no more. When I see this event, those ladies, some are very talented. Some are just up there because they want to be up there. And there's nothing wrong, with that. I love it. I love it so much. And it's just an inspiration. They are just reinventing, how we look at people who age. And that's what I see when I go to that event each and every year.
Me too. It's incredible. I love it.
Yeah. One more thing for you. The mayor, your boss, our DC leader, Mayor Bowser, she's committed to making DC an age-friendly, livable city for every resident in all eight wards. It's an example for the 9th and 10th wards as well, by the way. since coming into office, and in addition to the programs that you just mentioned, Laura, can you tout any other accomplishments? I don't mean to put you on the spot. Any other accomplishments that's driving DC towards becoming the most age-friendly city in America?
Well, we've talked a lot about the signature programs that she's really instituted. Safe at Home has been, I think, the biggest program, both in terms of dollar amount, but also just in terms of the example that it sets for the rest of the country. Her commitment to age-friendly in general, which has numerous initiatives across a lot of different domains, whether it's parks and recreation, home and community-based services, civic engagement. So, there's a lot going on, and I will say continue watching what we're doing as well, because I can tell you one thing, this mayor is never satisfied. So, we are continually pushing ourselves and asking ourselves, what can we do that's more innovative? What can we do to better meet the needs of seniors? Because as you know from my time with you, one of the focuses that we've done is to go out in the community and really listen and ask, what would you like to see from us? And so from that, I think you're going to see us experimenting with different things and, talking to seniors about how can we run our current programs even better than what we're doing right now. And making it easy for seniors to age. Yeah. That's what we want to do. And to remind seniors, aging is living, and to remind everyone who's not a senior, hey, aging is living. This is who we are. And, getting older every birthday, it's not about getting old. It is about living your life. So that's one thing I know you and I both agree on. And I appreciate you helping us spread that message.
Yeah, I love what I do, Laura. And, just happy to see, how you are just moving, your organization along. And it's all about the seniors. I revere, and respect our elders with all my heart. And to see folks that have that same passion and purpose in their life for doing the same thing, we're brothers and sisters in that struggle and that fight to move us along and get the word out that, as you said, aging is truly living until we have no more life left to live. So, Laura, I want to thank you for all that you do and have done and will do in the future. I got 30 seconds for you. Any last remarks?
You know, no, I mean, I just want people to repeat the phrase aging is living over and over to themselves, because that's what we're going to be talking about this year and next year, because that's what we want to focus on, that this is, that aging is something that can be vibrant. It's something that we can all be proud of, and we don't have to hide from it. So we're excited to spread that message with you, Sean.
Gotcha. Look forward to talking with you in a few more months, Laura. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thanks, Sean.
All right, folks. Folks, we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to speak with Jay Newton Small. She is co-founder of a new startup company called Memory Well. I can't wait to talk with her. She is standing by. We'll be right back.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
When I put my father into an assisted living facility a few years ago, they asked me to fill out a 20-page questionnaire about his life. And I was like, sitting there writing these answers down, thinking, you're never going to remember 20 pages of handwritten data points for like the 150 residents you have here. So that's what Memory Well does. We replace these handwritten questionnaires with a living, vibrant story that we host on a website, and family members can upload their loved one's favorite music and arts and videos and readings. And that way, whether a caregiver or a family member is sitting with them, they have a whole toolbox of things with which to engage them and make them feel like they're known by those around them, even when they may not know for sure themselves where they are. It completely transformed his care. His nurses not only read the story, but interacted with it, and they would sit for hours and show him photos, and they became his champions. What we're aiming to do with Memory Well is to allow people to not have to reinvent the wheel the way I did. That is why we started Memory Well. We're more than 300 journalists now working across the country to tell these life stories. And we'd love to tell your loved ones' life stories. So please give to our Kickstarter campaign and help us change care one story at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, seniors and caregivers, we are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I'm your host, Sean Perry. And with me today is Jay Newton Small. She is co-founder of Memory Well. As you just heard, it's a startup of journalists, a startup company of journalists who tell the life stories of those living with Alzheimer's as well as dementia in order to improve their care. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Sean.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing well as well. Well, that was quite a powerful segment that we just ran, Jay, the actual beginnings of Memory Well. Can you share a little bit more?
Yeah. So like I said, it really began with my dad, and it's grown in the months. We actually launched last September full time officially, and I left my job at Time Magazine to do this full time. And in the 9 months we've been doing it, we are now in half a dozen homes, and we're hopefully going to pilot with some national chains. And we're growing. We have a network of more than 350 now journalists that we're working with. So we're really excited that we really believe that this can build connections and build empathy and really change the way people relate to each other, and especially change care.
Yeah. So let's use your story, Jay, if we can, and with respect to your father and what you've done with Memory Well. When you created this story for your father, did you see a transformational change in the staff who were, you know, chartered to provide care for your father?
Absolutely, Sean. So, you know, the staff had no idea, for example, that my father had worked in Ethiopia, and he spent 4 years doing development there, work there in his early 20s with the United Nations. And two of his caregivers were actually Ethiopian. And when they found this out, they really became his champions. They would sit for hours and show him photos of Addis Ababa and Lalibela and Emperor Haile Selassie. And my father had worked with Haile Selassie. He'd actually known him. And he would tell them stories about what the emperor was like. And they delighted in it. And so it really transformed his care, just having the story and having them know him as a person rather than sort of just this object that they had to sort of move from A to B and feed and bathe and put to bed. He became somebody to them. He became somebody important to them.
Yeah, I'm sure you as the daughter, you know, obviously of your father, you know, that provided a peace of mind for you, knowing that your father was better cared for as a result of this effort, you know, of Memory Well.
Absolutely. It was, you know, it really made me feel so much better about having him in care. I mean, because everyone feels guilt when they put a loved one into a care facility, and it wasn't something that I had chosen to do, but I just couldn't take care of him anymore by myself. And you really want to know that he's there being cared for by people who care for him the way I would care for him. And, you know, up until that point, before I told his story, I really didn't feel that they knew him. But after that, I knew that they knew him. I knew that they were engaging with him the way I would. And I knew that they were treating him really well. And so it just gave me enormous peace of mind. And it made me really happy never happy to leave him there, but it made me at peace with him being there. And especially knowing that he was actually having fun and enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm sure it provided some level of comfort knowing that he was better provided for. It seems after learning more about, you know, what you started, Jay, it seems to me obvious, like, duh, you know, anyone going into, you know, a care home, a nursing home, et cetera, they should have this as an essential part of an admissions package. What are your thoughts there?
I agree. And a lot of the homes that we're working with, that's what we do, is that we take over this questionnaire process for them and replace that, because honestly, like, nobody likes in filling out these questionnaires, right? I mean, the questionnaires can sometimes be really wrenching. I mean, how do you define your loved one's marriage, you know, potentially a 40 or 50 years in four lines? How do you write down people who are important to them in five lines? It just, summing up a whole life like that, it feels like such a burden. There's so much pressure. You feel like you get it right because it helps with their care. And yet it can be really hard to answer those questions. It's a lot easier to have just a simple conversation with a journalist and just say, like, here's what they were like. Here's who they were. Here's things that were important to them. It's much more of a give and take, and it feels like there's a lot less pressure, especially for those people who are, I mean, look, I'm a writer, and those questionnaires were daunting for me. And so just having that story accompany them into the home, because we can turn them around really quickly within a matter of hours, also just soothes the transition. Everybody coming into all the caregivers in the home have the story. They know who they are. They can make them comfortable immediately. They know details about their life. Versus, you know, when you don't know anything about them, it's a real struggle to get them calmed down, get them, you know, feeling at home, get them acclimatized to the new routine and the new faces. So it really just makes such a huge difference.
So for those, Jay, that are considering or would consider writing the story themselves, you know, versus, you know, having a professional journalist, you know, such as your team of 350 journalists at Memory Well, what would you say to them?
I would say that, there are people who can write, and if you can write, God bless you. That is amazing. And I love that. And everybody should be able to write or have their loved one's stories told. But, it is just easier having somebody with a little bit of distance, who doesn't know your loved one, who can edit a little bit better, potentially, to tell the story and take a step back and say, okay, well, let's talk about what's important about this person's life. And it just, the whole process goes much more smoothly. It's a lot less time consuming. It's less things that you have to do. And I think it really does. I mean, the results we've seen with the stories have really just changed care, changed relationships, and studies have shown that life storytelling not only builds empathy between caregivers and those living with the diseases, but also, builds, you know, empathy between family members. For example, grandchildren. We had one woman who in Chicago whose story we did, and her grandchildren used to hate to visit her because she was really hard to engage and she didn't know who they were. And when they had her story, they could talk to her and show her pictures and say, Nana, did you sew your own wedding dress? What was granddad like? I didn't know anything about it. They didn't know their grandfather. And, you know, in all of our stories, family members can upload their loved one's favorite music and arts and videos and readings and TV shows. And so they would sit and play her favorite music. They would have TV shows that she, you know, play her favorite TV shows. And she suddenly perked up and it became this game with them, like who could engage Nana more.
Right.
And so it really built bonds.
Yeah, folks, we are speaking with Jay Newton Small. She is co-founder of Memory Well. It's a startup of journalists who tell the life stories of those living with Alzheimer's as well as dementia in order to improve their care. To learn more, you can go to their website at memorycare.com. That's Memory Well. Memory Well.
There's no dash. It's just Memory Well, all one word, .com. Yeah. I
mean, you got it. Memorywell.com. Thank you for correcting me there, Jay. So Jay, if you can, personally, what are the rewards, you know, of doing what you're doing with Memory Well for you?
Well, for me, like as a journalist, we love to capture stories, right? And so, I'm using the same talents that I used at Time Magazine, but I'm applying them to everyday people. And so I'm telling their life story, and instead of for an audience of millions, it might be for an audience of 20, but the impact is much more profound. Mm-hmm. And as a journalist, you know, we love the idea of saving stories that might otherwise be lost, right? So this is a generation that doesn't really live their lives online. And we, unlike us, you know, I live my life on Facebook and Instagram and, you know, Twitter. This is a generation that's hardly on social media. Less than 50% of those over 65 are on Facebook. Less than 10% are on Twitter. So, and so we're losing those stories every day. And just the idea of being able to capture those stories, save them for family, save them for generations, and really become a front line of history is exciting for me personally. So down the road, if we have enough of these stories, if someone is, say, researching the Korean War, we can say, well, here's 1,000 firsthand Korean War vet stories. Or if you're researching Woodstock, here's 3 dozen stories of people who are at Woodstock or things like that, which I think is really, really cool.
Yeah, I can see, this is just another business idea I'm having right now, Jay, in the moment. I can see an organization like yours partnering with or collaborating with or affiliating with organizations like Ancestry.com or AfricanAncestry.com to piece together. It may take some time, but to piece together these personal stories that you would have created, along with the information that people are seeking in terms of, you know, their DNA and where they've come from and that sort of stuff. This is just another piece to add to it. I'm just thinking out loud here, Jay. But if we can, tell me, and if you're able to, what are some of the recognizable or famous people that you've written for with respect to Memory Well?
Oh, I mean, we're not supposed to, I mean, so I don't think that there's any really famous people. There are a few people you might recognize, but for privacy reasons, a lot of people don't want their names put out there. Mm-hmm. So I hesitate to sort of say, well, one example is, for example, Bob Greenberger, who is spent 30 plus years at the Wall Street Journal, was one of their most famous reporters, you know, covered the State Department, traveled with, you know, the president, traveled with Henry Kissinger. We have his story up there, and he's a really, really fascinating guy. Others I'm a little hesitant to sort of talk about. And honestly, it's not about famous people. I mean, this is really, everybody has a great story, and you don't necessarily have to have lived a fascinating life. I mean, everyone has a story to tell. And so it's just great to know that you can get somebody professional to capture those stories and tell them in a way that your family is going to really cherish and remember. And you don't have to be famous or don't have to have, you know, led a sort of crazy important life. I think everybody has important moments.
Yeah, we all, and you're absolutely right. We all do have stories. So I understand if we can switch gears a little bit with this, with the amount of time that we do have left. I understand that you have launched or you're part of a Kickstarter. And I don't know much about that, but if you can share with our listeners, what is a Kickstarter and what is it doing and how can we become more involved?
Absolutely. So Kickstarter is basically helping us raise money so that we can do this for more and more people. Our goal is $75,000, and we're really nervous because we have less than a week left and we've only raised about $30,000. So we're less than halfway there. So we're really trying to raise as much money as we can, and really no amount is too small. $10, $5, anything, any kind of support you can show, we'd really appreciate it. And if you just Google Kickstarter and Memory Well, it'll come right up. And, you know, for those people who can afford it, we also have some really cool options where if you want to have a celebrity journalist, like John Dickerson from CBS or Dana Milbank from The Washington Post tell your story, you know, you can sign up to have a celebrity journalist tell your story for a certain reward. So you also right now can buy our stories generally cost about $450, but if you go on the Kickstarter, you can buy one for $350 right now. So that's another reason to do it and support the Kickstarter. So we're just really hopeful that this will help us grow and help us tell more and more stories, and we're really, really would love the support. So if anyone wants to just log on to Kickstarter and Memory Well, we're there, and you can read all about us and see all the different awards for different levels of giving.
Gotcha. Let's put that out there again. Just go to Google, folks. Google, put in the search, you know, Kickstarter as well as Memory Well, and up will come that link for you to support this effort here. Google, Kickstarter, Memory Well. So let's hope we can raise some money for you, Jay. Jay, if you can, how can these stories, or do you see these stories also being used in other settings?
Ideally, yeah, down the road. So Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, mandated that person-centered care be put in at the heart of all healthcare. And what that means is that instead of putting a diagnosis at the center, that all caregivers, all hospitals, doctors, everybody in the system should put people first. And as a way of doing that, this year is the first year that value-based care is being considered as part of the formula for Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement for hospitals and doctors. And what value-based care is, it means that for the first time ever, family happiness and patient happiness are being included, so that if patients feel that they're being treated well, that they're being known by their physicians, and that they are being treated as a person rather than a diagnosis, and then that is part of the quality of care is part of those reimbursement standards. But really, we feel that the best way to put the person in person-centered care is by knowing their story and knowing who they are. And that's by having their stories told by us.
Jay Newton Small, co-founder of Memory Well. It's a startup. Again, it's a startup of journalists who tell the life stories of those living with Alzheimer's and dementia in order to improve their care. The website, one more time, Jay.
It's www.memorywell, all one word, MemoryWell.com.
And one last question for you. What's been the reaction, you know, what's been the response, you know, to all of the other memory care facilities around the country that you've provided these stories for?
It's been amazing. I mean, every facility we've worked with has just been so enthusiastic. And, you know, so far too many caregivers have said to us, we only found out about the people we were caring for at their funerals, at their memorial services. And being able to find out about them now really is just such a gift. And so, we're just really excited to build bonds, not only between caregivers, but some of the homes will put up the stories on a wall inside the homes. And so when you walk in, you can read about all the residents there. And I love that because, you know, I know when I visited my dad, I didn't know any of his friends whom he hung out with. And I wish I had, because I would have engaged with them too.
Yeah.
So it really also helps build bonds between families who with loved ones there as well.
Yes, a great idea. Great idea. Well, Jay, I want to thank you again for coming on to the Senior Zone. I've appreciated this discussion. I hope you do well with Memory Well there, and feel free to chime back in with us here from time to time, and maybe come back on the show and talk to us about the successes and how, you know, Memory Well has grown.
Thank you so much, Sean, for having me on. I really appreciate it. I love the show.
Have a blessed day, Jay.
You too.
Folks,
bye-bye.
When we return, it is birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements. We'll be right back. Here is God Has Not Forgot.
God has not forgot. God has not forgot. God has not forgot. God has not forgot. If he said that he would do it, it will come to pass. God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. Can you help us say, God has not forgotten? God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. Oh, no, no, no. God has not forgotten. If you say that, he would do it. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. Ooh, oh. God has not forgotten. Not for God. God is not for God. Just keep on believing. we're doing, it will come to pass. God has not forgot about you, no. God has not forgot. Cry out, help me sing. Keep on believing.
Just keep on believing. God's not God.
Cause if he said
it, he would do it.
I know it'll come,
it come to pass.
God is not God. Ooh, yeah.
God's not God.
Hear the rain of word for your situation.
Don't get discouraged. God has not forgotten. Don't get discouraged now. God has not forgotten. Cause if he said it, he will do it. I know it will come to pass. God has not forgotten. Can you help me sing it?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Hey, we are back. It is time to acknowledge, to celebrate, to recognize, and honor those that are enjoying yet another year. And first up is one of my good friends, Mr. Mark Ash. He's a young senior, but senior nonetheless. He is 53 today, July 10th, and he hails from Crofton, Maryland. My childhood friend, you may know of him from Kid and Play, but Christopher Play Martin is 55 today as well, July 10th, and he hails from Queens, New York. I believe he lives down in North Carolina right now. So happy birthday to you, Play. Mrs. Toni Harris Scott is, she didn't give me her birthday age, so I don't know her age. You know how you women are sometimes. I don't have her age, but she's from Fort Washington, Maryland, and her birthday is tomorrow, July 11th. So happy birthday to you, Miss Harris Scott. Mr. Preston Wilson is 71 on Thursday, July 13th from Northeast D.C. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Wilson. Radio announcer here at Radio 1, Mr. Kevin Lankford is 63 this Friday, July 14th from Greenbelt, Maryland. So happy birthday to you, Kevin. Mr. Billy Swanson is 68 on Friday, July 14th from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Mr. Swanson, and for supporting the Senior Zone. Miss Gwendolyn Adams, just a few more here, folks. Miss Gwendolyn Adams is 88, God bless her, on Friday, July 14th from Silver Spring, Maryland in Leisure World. I know Leisure World pretty well, and it's a great community up that way. Mr. Joe Recca, comedian, you may have heard of him, 59 on Saturday, July 15th from Baltimore, Maryland. Miss Sylvia Joseph is 80, the big 8-0 on Saturday, July 15th from Greenbelt, Maryland. And last, but certainly not least, Miss Olga Bennett is 81 on Saturday, July 15th from Rockville, Maryland. To have your birthday mentioned here on The Senior Zone is real simple. Just email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. In news and announcements, this Thursday, July 13th from 6 to 8 p.m., attend a talk on safer, stronger D.C. community partnerships at the Fearby Hope Recreation Center, and that's at 8th and Yuma Streets in Southeast D.C. For more information there, email Cameron Shields, cameron.shields, the number 2, at dc.gov. Are you ready to hang on to that gold, silver, and bronze medal around your neck? Online registrations are now underway for the Maryland Senior Olympics. Participants age 50 and over, that means I qualify, 50 and older, can participate in the events, which include everything from archery to horseshoes to volleyball and much, much more. The games are happening now through October at venues in various counties throughout the state, including Montgomery and Prince George's County. For more information, registration, and a complete list of games and locations, call 240-777-4930. That's 240-777-4930. 0 on Monday, just a few short weeks from now, Monday, July 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the White Oak Senior Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's the Senior Zone's Senior Spa Day. Come out for a day of pampering. We're going to pamper you with free haircuts, free manicures, as well as a makeover. This event is sponsored by Montgomery Recreation as well as AARP Maryland. This is a first-come, first-served event. Participants must be 60 years of age and over. I look forward to seeing you out there. For more information, call 240-777-6940. That's 240-777-6940. If you think you've been a victim of identity theft, or you would like more information on avoiding it, becoming a victim, visit www.identitytheft.gov. That's identitytheft.gov. This site tells you of the signs to be aware of and can help you report it and create a recovery plan in the event that it does happen. That website, again, is identitytheft.gov. G-O-V. The D.C. Office on Aging, one of their newest programs, Safe at Home, or more successful programs, I should say now, it promotes aging in place for older adults, 60 years of age and older, as well as persons living with a disability by offering up to $10,000. Folks, that's $10,000 real dollars in home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call Safe at Home at 202-638-00. That's 202-638-0050. Just a few more free DC computer classes. I need you guys to get technically savvy today. The DC public libraries, they're offering ongoing free hands-on computer training for adults. Classes range from beginner to intermediate training. Build confidence when using your computer at home, at the library, or even when looking for a job. No registration is required, and admission is on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information or to learn more about their class schedule, contact, I like her name, Desire Grogan. Call Desire Grogan at 202-727-1471. I was told to get these numbers out slowly. That's 202-727-1471. Last announcements here. Benefits checkup. I mention this one every week. This website, it screens for 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, employment, and volunteer opportunities. These screening folks, they are confidential and they are free. Simply go to benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you may be eligible to receive. Again, to have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone is real simple, or to share your thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, give us a call at 800-217-1984. That's 800-217-1984, or you can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. Until next time, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.